I think that this topic is something that has to be addressed, even though it's a difficult task. And I entitled it "A Disappointed Baal Bitochen," in quotes. Is that a fact? Possibility of such a thing? Or is it an oxymoron? It's fiction. It can't be a disappointed Baal Bitochen. So that's, and really the critical issue is that everybody is always concerned with is that there are things in life that don't work out. So Mela, there are things in life that are not for my benefit. There are things in life that I don't deserve. There are things in life that just, even though I think I have bitochen, I see disappointments, and so many people have disappointments, and then people get confused and say, well, there are things I pray for and they don't work out. So, like, how do we deal with this whole phenomenon? So I think there are a number of points that are critical, despite the fact that they may not all be directly related. First of all, we do have to realize that bitochen is a very serious emotion. It's not a word, it's not a song, it's not a game. There's no button that you press and now, whoop, now I have bitochen. It's a state of mind where, depending on the level of bitochen, a person is not only intellectually aware, but is emotionally invested in that state of mind completely and totally. Whether it's the level of there's no accidents, and I know everything Hashem does is for the good, and I feel it with every fiber of my being, and it calms me, it gives me menuchas hanefesh, peace of mind, because I know there's no accidents, and everything is from Hashem, and everything Hashem does for the good. Whether it's a higher level of something we call hope, kivui, yichul, tzipui, chikui, these are all languages of hope. So I'm not sure what's going to be, but I refuse to ever give up hope. Yush, is despair, is not a Jewish word. I have a book with that title in my house. Yush is not a Jewish, there's no such thing. Hashem can do anything at the very last minute. Yeshua Hashem Kerif Ayin. The Yeshua comes like the blink of an eye. So I refuse to give up hope. It's not a statement. It's not a song. There is no button. It's a reality. I am completely and am adamantly refusing to give up hope. I am not going to despair. Despair is not in my vocabulary. No. Despair is not, the emotion of despair is not in my heart. There's no place for that emotion in my heart. Then it goes even a step higher, that a person is sure, something tells him, we'll have to analyze how that works, but something just makes him feel, I'm sure 100% that Hashem is going to help me. Well, that too, that's not a song, it's not a word, there is no button. It's a reality that I feel it with every fiber of my being, and it gives me that total sense of menuchas nefesh and tranquility, because I just know Hashem is going to help me. So these are the realities. Now, that being the case, it's quite obvious that it's very simple to fool ourselves. I have bitochen. I never give up hope. Yeah, you sure? Like the famous story with Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, the guy has bitochen, he's going to win a lottery ticket for 10,000, whatever, the currency. And again, bitochen, I have 100%, and it doesn't work. He says, I have 100%, I'm sure 100%. And then he comes to Rabbi Yisrael with a taina. I had 100% bitochen, like you told me, and I didn't win. He says, will you sell me the ticket for half price? He says, absolutely. Are you kidding? If you had that bitochen, he says he still has it, if you had it, then you wouldn't sell it for less. So it's not a joke. So that's one thing that we have to realize. It's not so simple. And therefore, many times there are disappointments, but the disappointment is a factor of an alleged bitochen, a pseudo bitochin, a limited bitochin, and not real, not really the real thing. That's one thing, but it goes much further than that. And it really goes to a basis of understanding what the nature, what the essential nature of this bitochin is. So I think we should maybe start with maybe the first pasuk in Tehillim, which really clarifies what bitochin is, and that's in Kapitel Yud Gimel. David HaMelech says there, Adonu Hashem tishkocheni netzach, Adonu tasti ponecho mimeni, and so forth. Adonu yorum oivi olai, habito einai, Hashem alakoi ho'iro einai peni, habito elov, habito elai, Hashem alakai ho'iro einai, Per Ishan Hamovis. Mamash he's worried about his life. He's in terrible distress, and he says, but then at the end of the pasuk, at the end of the chapter, he says, Vani bachasta chobotachti, yogei libi bishuasecho, or shira lashem ki gomel alai. I trusted in your kindness and your chesed, and my heart will rejoice in the Yeshua, in the salvation, and I will sing shira after the fact when it's done. So herein, I think, lies the basic concept of a bitochen that says, I'm rejoicing now in the salvation that hasn't even come yet because I'm so confident that it's going to happen. That does not come from, I'm sure that salvation is going to happen. On what basis are you sure? How do you know maybe you don't deserve it? How do you even know maybe it's not for your good? What basis did you get to that realization? Where? You just made it up. It's words. It doesn't mean anything. No. It comes from the Evani b'chastu chobotachti. Meaning, I trust in the Chesed Hashem. Not that I trust I'm going to get what I want. I trust the Chesed Hashem. What does that mean? Not only do I know intellectually that Hashem created the world for Chesed, and He conducts His world with Chesed, and that's really all He wants out of this world is to do Chesed. But more than that, emotionally, I am reliant on Hashem's Chesed. I am confident that everything Hashem does is Chesed. Chesed is all about Chesed. I'm going to receive. I'm going to be the beneficiary of His Chesed. And that can lead a person to be yogi libi bishua secho, to feel that my heart is rejoicing now, or it's going to rejoice even before the Yeshua comes, because of the bitochen. That's what the Mefarshim say. Well, because of the bitochen, my heart is going to rejoice. Meaning that this bitochen in the Chesed Hashem has led me to an emotional sense that I'm actually going to get the chesed that I want. The chesed, because what I want is Yeshua. David HaMelech was there, Adon Hashem tishkocheni netzach, he was afraid of Ira, Eina, Ben Yishlam, Moves, he needed a Yeshua. So from the bitochen in the chesed Hashem, the abstract chesed, I know Hashem is called kuloi chesed, that leads me, that led him to a feeling, because of that, he says, something just tells me, I just know he's not going to let me down. I had this, I think I once learned this experience many years ago, I may have mentioned, where my two little kids, they were twins, they were young, very young. We were leaving the house to go to some simcha or something. They were home with the older sister, everything was fine. But they come out with this look in their eyes. We just know you're not going to leave us alone. We just know it. You could see that we... Now, what is it based on? It's based on the fact that we know how much chesed you do for us all the time. You protect us, you help us, you're there for us, you support us, you everything. So that just lead us to believe, I can't believe, we're so afraid, we so don't want to be alone, we so care so much about this. I just can't imagine that you're going to, it's an emotion that arises from the realization of the extent of Hashem's general chesed, that emotionally I begin to feel this, that it's going to happen to me too. That emotion can bring me to the point that I refuse to give up hope. That emotion can even take me further to the point that I am just sure that He's not going to let me down. However, since the bitochen for anything that a person might achieve, that he's confident Hashem's going to give him his parnosa, his refuah, his yeshua, but since that is based on the recognition of Hashem's chesed, so it comes out something else. ultimately, see, if I trusted directly, I trust you're going to give me what I want. If I don't give you what you want, then it's trouble. But if I trust in your chesed, then if I don't give you what you want, then you have to know that that's chesed. Because your trust did not emanate from getting what you want. That wasn't the starting point. The starting point was, I trust your chesed. If you trust my chesed, then you got to trust my chesed to recognize the fact that even if you don't get it, it's chesed. There's nothing to worry about. Okay. So that really is where this whole issue takes place. And the Chodesh Halavava says is beferish. Chodesh Halavava says in one of his seven conditions that we need to have bitochen, one of the things is we have bitochen and Hashem and everything, but, and if it doesn't work out, I know that also that is for my good. And that is from Hashem, and I have that's also chesed. So what do you mean? I'm so sure it's going to work out. But you see, even though you're sure it's going to work out, there has to be this thing that if it doesn't, I'll accept it as chesed, because otherwise my sureness that it's going to work out doesn't emanate from my recognition of Hashem's chesed. It's some other thing which is not real. Oh, I'm going to get it. I'm sure I'm going to get it. I just know I'm going to get it. I pushed a button. But if it emanates from the realization and the recognition of Hashem's chesed, so then of course, and if it doesn't work, I know that it's going to be good too. I know that because I know everything is chesed. So that's really where that comes from. Now, but the question still remains. What happens to, if a person really musters that bitochen, and the bitochen really emanates from the chesed Hashem, and he realizes the chesed Hashem, and that leads him to this feeling that he's just so confident that Hashem will not let him down. So the truth of the matter is that it seems very clear that Hashem will not let him down. When he came into the city and he heard there was a fire or whatever, there was a cold smocha, and he says, no, I'm betuach, it's not in my house. And the Gemara says, brings a pasuk, mishmoro lo yiro nochol liva betuach b'Hashem. You don't have to be afraid of a shmoro if your heart is full of bitochen b'Hashem. So there definitely is the koyach habitochen. The Meiri says, haboiteach b'Hashem ein techeles shaloi nichzavo. One who puts his trust in Hashem, who really has that trust, that which he's hoping for, will not be disappointed. There is.
That means the outcome.
What?
That means the outcome.
But, so we'll say it like this. So the pshat seems to be that even though I'm sure that I'm going to get it, and if I'm sure that I'm going to get it, then I will get it, and nothing can stand in the way of bitochen. There's nothing that stands in the way of bitochen. However, part of having that bitochen is also recognizing if I don't get it, it's also chesed. What do you mean? But you will get it. Yes, I know. But if I don't have that theoretical realization that if I don't, then I'll also accept it as chesed, then I don't really trust the chesed Hashem. I'm trusting that the thing is going to happen. You have no basis for such a trust. Maybe you don't deserve it. Maybe it's not for your benefit, so forth and so on. So,
what's chesed or mishpat?
What?
Rav always says, chesed or mishpat ashira.
Yeah,
what's the tzad of mishpat?
Oh, so wait, no, that's something else. That's the highest level. I didn't even mention that level. Now, that's the level, and Rav Avraham ben Rambam says, where I have such bitochen, I'm so confident in the chesed Hashem, that I don't even think about the Yeshua. David HaMelech is not expressing that level now, although he's expressed it other places.
That's the level of Gamzul
HaTova.
That's the same level as Gamzul HaTova.
No. Gamzul HaTova is on all levels. No. This is a different. It's the highest level. In other words, at the beginning, you also say everything Hashem does is for the good. But the first level is everything Hashem does for the good. I'm not happy. I know that Hashem is depriving me for the good, but I'm not happy about it. The highest level says it makes no difference to me. Chesed or mishpat or shira, David HaMelech says over there, v'ani b'chastecho b'tachti, means here he's having bitochen that Yeshua will come. Over here he says, chesed mishpat or shira, if you do chesed for me, I'll say hallel. And if you do mishpat for me, I'll say the same hallel. It makes no difference to me, because I appreciate your chesed to the extent that even when I would have been disappointed by the result, I'm not, because of my appreciation of your chesed. That's the highest level that we're not even discussing right now. That's above and beyond. But what I think over here is significant is that even if a person in order for a person to have that complete and total bitochen on the chesed Hashem, part of it has to be, and if he doesn't deliver, I'm also okay because it's chesed. Even though if I have that 100% bitochen, he's going to deliver. But if I don't have that step, that if he doesn't deliver, I will accept it as chesed, then I can't really have the 100% bitochen, because I'm not fully cognizant, I'm not fully internalized the chesed Hashem. It gets a little bit complicated, but that's the way I think it works out. Now, so now we have our friend who he didn't get exactly what he wanted. So on the one hand, well, could be he didn't have bitochen properly, and therefore that's not the Baal Bitochen being disappointed because he wasn't really the Baal Bitochen, right? But what if he was the Baal Bitochen? And then so if he truly was the Baal Bitochen, there can be no disappointment for two reasons. Number one, the true Baal Bitochen will in fact get what he wants. But even if Lo Yitzur, that Hashem has some reason to withhold it, and usually the way to withhold it seems to be from the Leshem and from other places, I think the Leshem also, that the Hashem makes it that he interferes with your bitochen. He weakens your bitochen, so that because the bitochen would be the koach to get it. So this way he weakens my bitochen, but I know such a thing that since everything is based on my bitochen in Hashem's chesed, so if in fact it didn't work, or if in fact he weakened my bitochen, I accept that too as chesed, because everything Hashem does is chesed. So it's all about that ability to recognize that everything is chesed, and therefore, even if I don't get it, I understand I'm getting chesed, so I can't be disappointed. Because if I'm going to be disappointed by the lack of the bitochen working, Lo Yitzur, for some reason that it wouldn't work, then I'm not really putting my bitochen in the chesed Hashem. You're not fully confident in the chesed Hashem. If you were, you wouldn't be disappointed no matter what happens. So that's really the idea. And I think that, especially since we know that the Chofetz Chaim, and I quote this all the time, and it's good news, Chofetz Chaim says clearly in a letter in the Machne Yisrael that lefi goydel habitochen kach goydel ha'atzlocha. It isn't an all or nothing thing. To the degree that I have bitochen, it's to that degree I will have atzlocha. So bitochen is not only an all or nothing thing, but it's also to whatever degree I have, it serves as a schus to at least to that degree elevate my desire. So even if I'm not on the highest level, it will still have some type of an effect. But if I'm not completely boteach, then it's no kasha why I didn't get everything that I wanted, because of the fact that it wasn't really total and complete. There is, though, another thing that I think is important to dispel, and that is there are two things, actually. One is that maybe I don't deserve it. So to that we know the Baal Bitochen generates a schus or a mida keneged mida or an entitlement, something that allows him to get beyond what he deserves. Now I just like tefillah does that too. Before the tefillah, I didn't deserve it. Now that I became closer to Hashem with the tefillah, now I deserve it. Bitochen does that too. Bitochen is like an amazing bypass to all the levels of not deserving and catapults me into the level of deserving. So now for some reason, whatever it is, the midas habitochen says that I can get it. But even if you've overpowered the Shema Goram Hachet, there's another thing you have to overpower. How do I know it's for my good? What if it's not for my good? So I'm relying on the Chesed Hashem. And because I'm relying on the Chesed Hashem, I'm sure Hashem is going to do this Chesed with me. Not for your good. What do you do? So to this, the Maral says on the Gemara, there with the Nochemish Gamzu, Gamzu Letoivo, the Maral says, you see from over there that Hashem, to the Baal Bitochen, takes something that's bad, be'etzem, and turns it into good. It's exactly what happened over there. What's the ma'aseh there? There was a gzeira against learning Torah, doing mitzvahs from the Romans on the Jews in Israel. The Chachomim in Eretz Yisrael sent Nochem to Rome, Nochem Ish Gamzu, to give a box full of jewels, gold and silver, whatever, to the Kesar. Goyim on the way switched it into dirt when he stayed in an inn overnight. He comes to the Kesar, opens up the box, here's the gift from the Chachomim to the Kesar. The gift is dirt. He'll put them all to death. No Xeris, he'll get rid of us all, destroy us all. What's going on over here? But Nochum's attitude is, Gamzu Letoivo. Gamzu, even this tragedy is Letoivo. It's not only kol mad over rachmona. I think that's not the difference. Kol mad over rachmona is letav. That's what everything Hashem does. But this is a tragedy. This is not tav. It's so far he didn't do tav on this. On this box of dirt is ra. No, you know something? No problem. I'll change it to letav. And it turned out Elio Hanovi came and acted as one of his guards, one of his ministers, and he said, maybe this is like the dirt of Avraham Avinu, that when you throw at your enemies, it turns into arrows. Sure enough, they threw it at the enemies, it turned to arrows, he won the battle, the whole business. So here you see that there's another dimension, that to the Baal Bitochin, the true Baal Bitochin, the Nochem Ish Gamzu was on such a level of Bitochen, then even if it wasn't for his good, if it was mamish evil, I want to give this to the Kesar and I'm giving him something that's evil. I'm doing something. But I have Bitochen that evil is good. So even this is evil. It's a terrible thing for me. It's a terrible thing for Klal Yisrael to give the Kesar a box of dirt. Hashem will make it into good. That's the Koyach of Bitochen. So the truth of the matter is, for the real Baal Bitochen, a few things happen. Number one, there is no room for disappointment by two counts. Number one, the bitochen works if it's real. And if it's not real, there's no kasha to begin with, right? Number two, if the true Baal Bitochen is focused on the Chesed Hashem, that's how he got to trusting Hashem's going to help him. Which means if for some reason Hashem was meinea mimenu, let's say he made it that he couldn't have that full bitochen, whatever it is, but I only got here with the realization that everything is chesed. So now I'm willing to accept it. This is also chesed. If my bitochen came from some outside source, so I say, I have bitochen and now I'm going to get this terrible disappointment. But since the bitochen emanated from a trust in Hashem's chesed, the most deep-rooted trust in Hashem's chesed, so I still have that trust. So if I have that trust, so then this, which to me seems to be something that's not what I wanted, but if you have trust in the chesed Hashem, you know that Hashem is doing chesed. So Mamela, this thing that was really against my will, now I can realize that it really is my will, and either way, the Baal Bitochen, with the true Baal Bitochen, on a number of different grounds, is never going to be disappointed. There are, however, situations where for most of us, for normal people, where even though things, if things didn't work out, and I know that everything is really for the good, but a lot of disappointment there. And I have to be served with that disappointment, and maybe I can't bring myself just to say everything is chesed. So there's an interesting thing here that I want to just read you, that I think we sent it out this week under the email that we send for the Eliezer Institute. But just listen to this. This really addresses this issue. Rivers of tears for so many years, the infinite pain of waiting in vain. A child, they plead, is all that we need. Why such tzaddikim must cry for so many years? Oh, why? They know Hashem's love is showering from above. How could it be? The human eye just can't see. But if Hashem in heaven their crees had heeded, Yaakov's children would have been born 20 years before as they pleaded. The Holocaust of Egypt, which began with Levi's passing from the land, would have begun 20 years before, adding 20 years to his capital H descendants' torture. For the redemption was decreed to be 400 years from Yitzchak's birth, you see. So 20 more years, a bit of tears, save millions of their children from misery. Hashem has his reasons for everything we see. Though now it may seem harsh, we will understand eventually. It was all for our good, absolutely and completely, as that is the very reason he created the whole world, you see. Interesting. So this is what we all say. Sometimes that we also, if we appreciate the Chesed Hashem, then we can either figure out, or more likely in retrospect, come to realize that the situation is, in fact, the best possible thing that could have happened. So, therefore, my suggestion is that the concept of the Baal Bitochon being disappointed is really a misnomer. Really, it's not true. The true Baal Bitochon will not be disappointed. The non-true Baal Bitochon shouldn't worry about being disappointed because he's not the Baal Bitochon. And the Baal Bitochon who may, for whatever the reason may be, with whatever the mechanism Hashem brings it about, not be zeichet to get that which he trusted, the true Baal Bitochon will know, number one, that Hashem has a cheshbon which is total chesed, as we see in Mitzrayim, and that Hashem, everything that he has is only with the recognition of the chesed Hashem. And Mamela, he has to know that this, in fact, is chesed. And the fact that it may not have been for his good is not necessarily going to make an effect. Because to the true Baal Bitochon, Hashem can turn it around and take this dirt, which is the worst thing in the world that could have happened, and make it into good. So with that in mind, so we have to really be very, very confident in this confidence, but the confidence has to be in the Chesed Hashem, and built into that confidence is the realization that when it doesn't work out, that that's also part of the Chesed Hashem. But we should not lose sight of the fact that there are levels of Bitochon. The lowest level, which is also a big exclusive, is there's no accidents, and everything is from Hashem. The next level is a level of what we call kivui. He's hoping. I refuse to give up hope, even though I don't know for sure, and Hashem responds to the one who refuses to give up hope. The next level is a higher level, where a person, because he has such a deep-rooted sense of the chesed Hashem, is something from within him announces, Hashem's going to do chesed with me, and things are going to work out the way I want. And the highest level that we mentioned, chesed, or mishpat, or shira, that's where this person is on such a level that it makes no difference to him whether he gets chesed, whether he gets mishpat, because he understands that it's all chesed. That's already a very, very high level. And, you know, he wrote so that we should get there someday, but it's a long trip.
Amen. So when we